This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, Roger Stone, I have to say, is just as articulate as I am, maybe more so. He can certainly stay focused better than I can. They'll at least let him a little bit on some of these shows. I guess he's been around Washington 40-something years, the rest of it. He was, during most of the campaign, banned off Fox, CNN, MSNBC. CNN led the banning campaign. They were very proud of that. They're calling for my banning as well. They called for his banning on Twitter, which has happened. But imagine, I'm being accused of being a Russian agent with no proof. I'm being sued, and they're saying, because I said nobody died at Sandy Hook, and that I brought Sandy Hook back up when it's Megyn Kelly. She says, how dare Alex Jones bring this back up when she did it on record. I mean, I released a recording of her saying we weren't going to go there. Or that she might just barely mention it when the whole point was that. And then she's like, Alex Jones did it again. He brought it up on my show that I asked him to, but she doesn't say that. It's next level where we don't even really get to respond. Roger gets little bits here and there, but you know, you've denied you're tied to Russia. You've gone over the proof. Everybody knows that. I think you just attack the narrative here that this is lawfare. This is a stunt. This is a publicity stunt yet again, and then tied into all the attacks on the free press. Because America needs to understand how those two things go together, Roger.
Look, Alex, the only thing worse in politics than being talked about is not being talked about. They attack InfoWars. They attack me. They attack many of our handful of comrades who are amazingly effective simply because we are effective. They would not be launching these kind of campaigns. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on bots denigrating you, InfoWars, me. Regurgitating the Goosefart 2.0 lies, the Julian Assange lies, the WikiLeaks lies, the Podesta email lies. This lawsuit says it yet again. Stone predicted with great accuracy the future releases of WikiLeaks. Yes, it's called coincidence and working your sources, but they have no proof. It's a fantasy, a fairy tale, a left-wing conspiracy theory. It is going to be used for fundraising purposes. You say, give to the DNC. Help us in our lawsuit against the bad guys. This outfit, Project Democracy, which is an Obama-blessed front organization, the alum of the Obama administration is suing me using all these expensive white shoe, arrogant, lefty lawyers, all of whom are going to get sanctioned before this is over. Fundraising at it. Give us 25, 50, 1,000, 10,000 to help beat the crap out of
Roger. By the way, you're not just saying that Obama founded this. They admit in February of last year, Obama created it to stop the Trump agenda. That's the headline. And it's targeting everybody. That's what listeners have to understand. We're not kidding here. If you don't buy the products, if you don't support us, if you don't buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we will not weather this. Roger has spent, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but it's $1 million. That's most of the money he had. I guess I did just say it, you know, with all these fake suits, and he's winning them. But Roger, are you going to do a slapback for the suit you won in New York when you got sued for defamation? Or does New York have a slapback? I'm told I've got a countersue. Well, I just countersued last week in D.C. You were there, you know, against Georgetown. Zero mainstream media coverage that I've countersued them.
Rather than I want to fight to have most of these dismissed because I want to focus my attention on a lawsuit to reveal whether or not, as I believe and I believe I can prove in a court of law, I was subject to an unconstitutional, politically motivated FISA warrant for surveillance, along with Paul Manafort and Carter Page. Numerous mainstream media publications, including the New York Times, have asserted that that is the case. The government refuses to admit it in their legal wrangling with Manafort and his attorneys. That is the lawsuit that I have to pursue. They have no probable cause to have examined my personal communications other than the fact that I was for Donald Trump and an advisor of his. And that is their interest. The same reason at that juncture, Manafort was also targeted. So that's the lawsuit I want to focus on. I'm going on offense here, Alex. We will deal with all of these, and we will seek sanctions and punishment for those who waste the court's time this kind of frivolous crap.
Absolutely. Great job, Roger Stone. I got one more question. We're back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Robert Stone's about to leave us. He was on with us the last 30 minutes. He has been sued, along with the Russian government, President Trump, and others, for a wild raft of what he calls a hoax, a conspiracy theory. I am the beneficiary, I say that sarcastically, of similar lawfare lawsuits, where they file these fictions. And it's like a Hollywood screenplay with no evidence. It's defamatory, but it's filed into court, so it has some protections, not once the media picks it up. Because they've thrown a temper tantrum because they lost the election and the country's coming back, and they're the globalists and they're the ones in bed with Russia. Roger's getting hundreds of calls. He's going to be a very busy person defending his First Amendment, his rights, you name it. But the Democratic Party is now going after individuals. Talk about bullying. This is unprecedented. And it shows their desperation. All this with the backdrop of Comey, Mueller, McCabe, all caught in perjury to Congress. Congress is now saying this, not just me months ago. But I showed you the spots where he changed testimony week to week, month to month, all those testimonies. Comey's caught. He lied and said he wasn't leaking. Been caught leaking. I mean, they are in a lot of trouble. If Sessions hadn't been, I mean, the word is that he was castrated by Nancy Pelosi in a wood chipping accident. I mean, I'm being sarcastic here, but this has become downright treacherous and treasonous, and it's becoming a dereliction of duty by the president. Now, this is just about, you know, political points. I've studied history that I've never seen anyone in this country, any party, this mad dog, classical authoritarian, bullying, persecution, committing crimes, and then pointing the finger at us who've done nothing, no evidence of anything after giant investigations. We're all been wiretapped. We got documents over a year ago that I've been wiretapped. And, I mean, there's nothing there. There's nothing going on. But they don't care. They just keep pressing and pressing. So, just briefly, the backdrop of this, Roger, with Comey bizarrely running around falling on his face, and just all of this sanctimonious garbage by this group of criminals. Don't they get, they're probably not going to be able to set us up or get Trump. The bullying isn't intimidating us. And even if they were able to take us out and take Trump out, the world's moved on. Nationalism, populism's exploding, globalism's in retreat, Soros is in trouble. Now, those of us that are on the front line, we're taking the brunt of their counterassault, so we need financial support, prayers, local affiliates need to be thanked if they're carrying this. This is the second American Revolution. So just any other key tidbits about the point in history we are right now.
Let me just show you how wild the deep state and the left is in these lawsuit strategy. John Brennan, General James Clapper, you remember him, the guy who lied to Congress under oath about the metadata collection program on Americans. Susan Rice, the entire front line of the deep state, filed a brief calling themselves a friend of the court in this exact same lawsuit where Project Democracy is suing Donald Trump and I. Why are these big shots in the deep state filing suits? And their paper says the Russians often use political consultants as cutouts. That's what it says. It doesn't say that I am one. It doesn't say they have evidence of one. They just say it occurs, like, you know, bears take a dump in the woods or the sky is blue.
It's like the cherry blossoms are beautiful in April and May in D.C. It's like, oh, well, since the cherry blossoms are out, it means Roger Stone's guilty. I know these lawsuits against me. It'll say, you know, this particular host, Owen Schroyer, said this, and it's not even true. And then this person, that's why we're suing him. And then they say, Kit Daniels, who's not even in the lawsuit. It's like, a lot of it doesn't even match up. It's like insane.
Yeah, no, reading their lawsuit, it's a work of fiction, spinning together a bunch of things that they read about in the newspaper but they didn't like, or that their fake news sites produced that is not factually correct. They're very big on that. It's interesting the way now Newsweek, for example, which is essentially the purchase of trade name Newsweek, not the Newsweek magazine or the company that was respectable that you once know, now is in the hand of crazy leftists who pump out fake news day and night. So be aware. If you see Newsweek, it's most likely bogus, whatever they repent.
Yeah, it's basically a retread of BuzzFeed and all the rest of it. Politico got so discredited, they created Axios. They're all having to create new organizations and new names because they're so discredited.
It's exactly right. Meanwhile, you're absolutely right, Alex. This has cost me almost $1 million. StoneDefenseFund.com is where you send your contribution. I already have to deal with Senate and Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committee requests, and I'm going to end up testifying there. They have asked for an enormous dump of documents, all of which are innocuous, by the way, and there's not nearly as much as they might think. But I have those legal costs. Now I have the Project Democracy suit where we've been ordered to give oral arguments in our motion to dismiss, very rare, and now this lawsuit that I have to defend. So it's an attempt to bankrupt my family. It's an attempt to distract me when I should be at the ramparts fighting to protect this reformist outsider president. I don't agree with him on Syria. I don't like the idea that he signed the budget deal. But he's a hell of a lot better than Hillary Clinton. That I do know.
God bless you, Roger. It's good to be working with you. There he goes. He'll be back on the War Room today, coming up at 3 o'clock with Owen Schroyer. We're about to go to our amazing next guest, Katie Hopkins, who just love the work she's doing in the UK and here in the US and also on Fox News. But before we go to her, just briefly, a lot of people ask me, are you down? I was at a restaurant last night and I had five different tables of people come over and say, we love you, Alex. We know you're going through a lot. Keep it up. We know they're lying about you. And I said, listen, thanks for the support, but don't feel sorry for me. This is what it's like to fight for your country. And these globalists are criminals, and we're forcing them out in the open. We're forcing them to come out and to really show people who they are. And so, yeah, for those of us that are at the front lines, there can be some problems, but this is what we came here to do. And so here's an example, since Katie Hopkins is joining us. This is something she's covered a lot, and we'll get into whatever topic she wants to cover. Rotterdam Council ordered to apologize to grooming whistleblower. And there are members of parliament who were forced to resign because they talked about Muslim men running giant sex grooming and kidnapping rings. Thousands of girls as young as 6-7 years old, in many cases, in towns. Thousands per town. Well, I know Katie Hopkins has covered this and been demonized. They have a nationally funded play talking about the assassination of Katie Hopkins. This is the bullying, but this newest article we'll cover later goes through how people tirelessly for 18 years have been exposing this and being demonized, being attacked, you name it, and then now they're being proven right. This is the monstrousness of the left all over the world and their alliance with the worst forms of Islam. It's truly insane. There's so much to cover. Katie, you've always got a full plate of really interesting things. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, just to pick up on your point there, Alex, about the grooming gangs, I was actually reported to the police on the grounds of hate speech because I pointed out that 80% of grooming gangs are of Pakistani Muslim origin. And in that town there, you just mentioned a place called Rotherham, on Pakistani National Day, they hoisted the Pakistani flag in towns where thousands of young girls have been raped by Pakistani Muslim men. And that's the sort of thing that's happening in the UK. I spoke out against it. I said it's inappropriate to be raising the Pakistani flag in towns where my kind of children, white daughters like my own, have been raped by these men. And I was the one that was reported to the police. And the police and crime commissioner investigated me because of my tweets on that subject. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about right now, Alex, is Alfie Evans. You've probably heard of him,
yes.
23-month-old little baby. The Supreme Court have just ruled that he has no right to life. They just overturned the wishes of the parents. About an hour ago, they decided that his life support machine will be turned off, contrary to his parents' wishes. And this is the little baby who has a terminal illness, but the Pope waded in a hospital.
Katie Hobbins, we got to go to break. We'll come back and talk about little Alfie Evans sentenced to death just now. That's breaking.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443 443.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got breaking news. Obviously, yesterday, 11 valiant members of Congress did the right thing and said that they are calling for a criminal investigation of Comey, McCabe, Lynch, and others, which they've all been caught open and shut. Congress is pointing that out. We pointed this out last year, this year. It's all there. The perjury, the leaking, the colluding, the paying their wives and husbands at Fusion GPS millions of dollars to create the fake dossier. I mean, these husbands and wives over there just went to work there while they wrote the dossier and then left on the dossier. I mean, this is so open and shut, but, oh, Comey looks like a big stuffed puppet, you know, of Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, so he must be great. Yeah, how many psychopaths look just like that? Just because he looks like he's a nice guy. Give me a break. That's who you don't want watching your kids. I'm here to tell you, he's a creep. But Justice Department, this is the breaking news. Justice Department watchdog probes Comey memos over classified information. They've opened a criminal probe at the Justice Department. The Wall Street Journal tries to water it down, but that's what this is that it is a classified, secret, and confidential material, and they have opened a criminal probe because that is a criminal statute. There's your headline. Now, we've got big breaking news with Katie Hopkins of HopkinsWorld.com on Twitter at KT Hopkins, and she joins us. We're going to get more into the grooming gangs that they're having to admit are going on that her and others valiantly exposed. But as she pointed out, Alfie Evans, that we've followed for so long, Trump's tried to invite her over here, so much more. Supreme Court rules against parents for second time. So give us the latest breaking details on this sad story.
So his parents went back to the Supreme Court. They're still fighting to try to save their son. The Supreme Court just decided that that wouldn't be the case. The Supreme Court has overruled the wishes of the parents. They have declared that Alfie Evans's life is futile. And I think there's a big distinction as a mother. If someone told me medical treatment is futile, I understand that. But if someone tells me my child's life is futile, that's a very different thing. The father went to see the Pope to try and save his son, but they are now going to turn off that child's life support against the wishes of the parents. And I think that's my message to America, is you do not want nationalized healthcare, because ultimately the state has the final decision over the life of your child.
This has been going on for what, well over a year and a half or so?
Yeah, it's been a long battle for these parents. And before them, there was another child, Charlie Gard. Same again, the parents fought hard, wanted to keep their child alive, wanted to take their child, actually, eventually they said, okay, we'll just take our child home so he can dine in his own cot, because he never saw his own cot. And the hospital wouldn't even allow the child to go home to die. They demanded the child's life was taken in hospital. And that seems to be the egregious bit here, is this way of these hospitals treading roughshod over something that feels that needs a lot more humanity to it. The fact they're just going to turn off this child's life support. And there's been a very vociferous campaign outside the hospital. His army, you know, they're called Alfie's Army, have been campaigning to try and save him. So a really tragic day for the parents, and a very difficult time to kind of rationalize the state having more say than the mother or the father.
Well, take Iceland. They're about to be the only country in the world with zero Down syndrome children. And people say, oh, that's good. Well, now they've got some EU countries saying, we want to make it the law of genetic testing, and we will force you to terminate a Down syndrome child. And then people say, oh, well, that's not eugenics. It's classic eugenics. And then next it's going to be other genetic disorders. And then they're already listing people that are aggressive or people that are freedom-oriented. They're saying that's a mental illness. So now we've got to designer those embryos. What we are facing is a true Gattaca or Brave New World type scenario here.
It's a really nasty thing. And I think one of the things that really strikes home is the involvement of lawyers. You know, you and I would both agree we see way too much of legal action in our life because we're trying to be silenced. I think it's a very sinister thing when you have legal action involving parents who are just fighting hard to try and keep their son alive because they love him so much. I don't think this is a place for the courts, and I don't think this is a place, I don't think the state should ever have the final say on who dies and when they die. That feels very sinister to me indeed.
Have you seen National Dutch TV? It was a few months ago where they sit there with a very well-operating Down syndrome gentleman, and they tell him how worthless he is and how he's bad for society and how much money he cost. And the poor guy sits there and apologizes to him. It actually made me get tears in my eyes. It's disgusting activity. And it's always leftists. They're just, they always call us Nazis, but in their real activity, they're the people that act and behave like Nazis.
It's absolutely bizarre. And what's really crippling me about it, what really drives me insane, is the leftist Labour, they will never admit that actually our national healthcare system is broken because of uncontrolled immigration, because we have half of Africa here who can get their treatment for free. Half of Afghanistan is in my country getting treatment for free. If you fly over from Somalia yesterday and you arrive today and you're pregnant, you can have your babies in the maternity ward. I'm going to pay for that as a taxpayer. But one of our own children, this tiny baby, when his parents want to keep him alive, somehow he has to be disposed of. You know, if I had my way, if I was in control of our healthcare system, British people would be prioritized and British nationals would come first in the queue and be first in the line. And I think that's a principle we need to have if we're going to have state medicine or nationalized healthcare.
Katie Hobbins, you just hit on the Cloward and Piven method. There's just one university study where they admit from the 60s, as you know, that they want to bankrupt Western societies so they can have a full communist takeover. That's being directed by the large foundations who want total control. They'll sit offshore in total opulence and tax-free, you know, with their trillions, but we will live in a communist, socialist SJW nightmare of ignorance and poverty, permanent poverty. But if you look at what Macron called for on Monday with the head EU official on migration, they said, oh, we want 200 million North Africans the next 30 years. And we want it basically in Europe as we know it, and it will bankrupt things. We will have a civil war with Eastern Europe, but it's the right thing to do. It sounds like a Kurt Vonnegut satire. It sounds like a hallucination of a lunatic. And but exactly, they won't give French or Brits health care. Paul Watson's in great shape, runs 3 miles a day, but he got a really bad cold 4 years ago, strep throat, was coughing up blood for like 3 weeks. He had to go beg them 4 or 5 times to let them go to the National Health Service and to get a waiver to go to a real doctor. They have 2 tiers, even though he has money. And they kept giving him a little pack of like Tylenol and you know, a little pack of Band-Aids. That's what you get. Oh, here, you have strep throat. It can kill you. Here, just go home. But then if they're foreigners, they just give them royal treatment. It's sick.
They are absolutely prioritized here. Macron is a very suspicious character. The only good news coming out of France today that I quite like, a Muslim lady who refused to shake the hand of the gentleman officiating on her nationalization into France. She refused to shake his hand, and she's now been rejected as a French citizen because she would not observe cultural norms in France. So finally someone seen sense and said that, listen, if you won't shake our hands, then you don't deserve to be French. So I'm glad about that at least, but I don't trust Macron one little bit. I was there for his celebration of his win in the polls, and he walked up to the stage to the European National Anthem.
That's right. Katie Hopkins is on fire. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Katie Hopkins is an English media personality. She first came to notice in 2007 as a reality television contestant and later became a columnist for British newspapers, initially with The Sun and later the Online Mail. That's their kind of spin on it. Her role as a presenter for the radio station LBC was terminated in May of 2017 following her comments on Twitter about the Manchester Arena bombing. That's right, don't criticize our precious little Islamicists. She joined the Canadian and the Rebel media in January 2018. HopkinsWorld.com, Twitter, KT Hopkins. You know, I've been busy, she's been busy, but I want to talk to her about doing some commentary for us as well. And I know that there's been some other folks who want to work with us. We've just been not so much tied down with these fake lawsuits, but they have been a distraction. Again, the good news to all our listeners is the lawsuit of the week, as we now call it, all of them are frivolous. All of them are fake. We've got 9 of the 16 thrown out in just the last few months. But now you've got the whole thing with the Sandy Hook hoax. Not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. The hoax that I'm bringing it up, the hoax that I'm saying the kids didn't die, the little edited 4 or 5 second clips where I played devil's advocate years ago and said I can see how people don't believe any of this is real and they're all actors because the government lied about babies in incubators to get us to war and you've seen all the other fake news and WikiLeaks, blah, blah, blah. But no, I think people died there. Well, they don't show that part. Just like Megyn Kelly played clips of me saying Hillary is responsible for murdering thousands of children in the Middle East. She edited that to say that Hillary Clinton did it in a basement in D.C. That's how dangerous these people are, folks. And then they hurt the families by bringing it up over and over again. Megyn Kelly coming to town saying the interview's for one thing, it's for another thing. Then she turns it around and says, I'm bad. I want to get back into the open borders, globalism, what their plans are. Can Europe be saved with Katie Hopkins? And that this is the 50th anniversary of a key speech that a gentleman gave that's been proven to be true, Enoch Powell. But just getting into media disinfo and what they've done to you. I've seen cases where they say you've said one thing but don't even show the clip and then call for you to be deplatformed. This is their policy. And now suing Roger Stone, suing the president with no evidence of Russian collusion. The left is so authoritarian. They're always authoritarian when they get control. Where do you think this is all going?
I think, you know, what we have to be conscious of and always prepared for as conservatives fighting for the cause is that legal action is one of the tools and techniques used to silence us. And that can be used in other ways as well. I'm thinking about there was a Maltese journalist. She's called Daphne Galizia, and she was doing a brilliant job investigating mafia links. Her relative said when she died, she was blown up in a car bomb to silence her. But she was inundated with legal action against her by a British firm. And I can see that that happens to all of us. If we start saying truths that they don't want to hear, we suffer legal action, police action. I have people that report me to social services about my kids because they will try and silence you in any which way. And what's important is trying to focus on delivering your message and remembering that what your job is to deliver your message and tell your truth and try not to be distracted. But I know that's hard. And we all need support at times to get through that. I have my husband, luckily.
And she exposed the Panama Papers, which were the missing links on Hillary, the Podestas, and their whole network. And so they blew her car up over it. I mean, whoever blew it up. Hillary and the Podestas would never do anything like that. They're very nice, good people, you know, when they're not at Aleister Crowley rituals publicly. But where do you see them going as their temper tantrums get more and more insane, as they try to cling to power? But despite all that, America starts to come back. Hungary's coming back. All these countries are rediscovering nationalism. As humanity awakens, I don't think they realize yet they can't put the genie back in the bottle, intimidating you, firing you. In fact, they fired you off British radio. You've come to the U.S. I'd say your profile is just, what, three or four times bigger than it was even a year ago. I don't think it's working.
No, it's very frustrating for them that they fire me from my column. They don't renew my contract. They fire me from my radio show, the biggest commercial radio show in the UK at the time. On the weekend, and yet I still seem to pop up. And I am really annoying in that way. It's like they're playing Splatter Rat or, you know, Whack-a-Mole, and yet I keep popping back up somewhere else. And that's, I think, you know, something I always say to the liberals, that they are Dr. Frankenstein and I am their monster. You know, they created me, they created you. Because the mainstream media is so useless, because they try to silence us, actually what happens is our voices get louder. And it goes to show that it doesn't matter what you take from us. Take our jobs, take our money, take our legal freedom, lock me up. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to go to Skid Row and show you what life is like in LA under the Democrats. I'm still going to go to South Africa and show you the genocide of the white farmers there, because you're not going to stop me. And this is the determination we all need, is to take the knockbacks, to try and not talk too much about them, actually. Clinton's a maniac. Let's not waste her time talking about her. She's old news. She's yesterday's story. Let's move forward. Talk about the red wave coming. Talk about the midterms and how we're going to get people out and how we're going to turn California red and how are we going to sort the border out and how are we going to show the National Guard at the border. You know, this is where our truths are. Let's not be distracted by little old ladies like Hillary Clinton, who can't really walk down a set of stairs without breaking both legs and two arms.
Well, isn't that emblematic, though, of the deep state and the globalists, that she still is like the deep state co-president along with Mueller and Comey? And I know for a fact she's directing the lawsuits against me, against Roger Stone, against others. That shows how crazy they are, that they've got that evil, crazy person who's clinging on to power despite brain tumors, everything else. I mean, it just shows how it's hierarchical and how all the so-called conservatives I know behind the scenes are the cool, funny, neat people. You get around liberals, they're the most neurotic, uptight. They're like the old-fashioned conservatives that nobody liked. I'm a libertarian. And I remember, you know, kind of by the time I was born, I'm 44 years old, there wasn't a lot of the old stuffy conservatives left, but I know what liberals were talking about. That's when liberals were the avant-garde. The modern liberal is the most stuffed-shirt, establishment, weird, neurotic, OCD control freak the planet's ever seen. There's no way they're going to win.
Alex, we don't do ourselves any favors by talking about them or by criticizing them, actually, or by stating the obvious. We know that they're absolutely deluded maniacs. We accept that. We need to move forward from that. What we need to start saying and doing is asking the questions they can't answer. So tell me, Democrats, who's going to run against Trump in 2020? Tell me, who are you going to put up and who's going to win? Because I see no credible candidates now, right now. And Muslim population, tell me, if Islam is so fantastic, why do you always seek refuge in Christian countries? Why not stay in countries that practice Islam? And tell me, if we want to have sanctuary cities, why is it so many parts of California are saying, no, we don't want those sanctuary city laws. We're not going to accept that. We want federal law and we want tight laws and we want immigrants out of our country. Ask them the hard questions and let's move this agenda forward.
No, I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right. I want to get into the whole Me Too movement and the bizarre woman that leads it when we come back and a few other key points. But before we do that, just briefly, tell us about this Enoch Powell, because I was unaware of this famous speech. Sky News is covering it. You were pointing it out and what he predicted 50 years ago to the day.
50 years ago today, Enoch Powell gave a speech, conservative gentleman, just before the Race Relations Act of 1965. And he said, he predicted that 20 years from then, so in our history, that the black man would have the whip hand over the white man. It was seen as the most controversial speech ever made. It was seen as promoting racial hatred back in the day. But people went out on the streets. They heard what he said, and they were demanding the repatriation of migrants. He said that the white man would essentially become enslaved to the black man and that they would take over. And when I think about it, you know, the BBC, there's outrage over the fact that the BBC had shown some of his speech. There's outrage over what he said. People call him a racist. But of course, then I reflect on South Africa, where you can't get a job if you're a white man, and you can no longer run a farm safely if you're a white man, and that the killing of whites is seen as acceptable. And I wonder just how crazy Enoch Powell really was, or whether he was quite a wise guy.
Well, exactly. And the left always use racial politics, and the communists do, and that's who runs most of the world in these third world areas, so it's a recipe for destruction. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Katie Hopkins, journalist, researcher, firebrand for freedom, is our guest for one more segment. We've got another guest joining us and a ton of news I'm going to be breaking in the next hour. But getting right back into this, I've got so much to cover, so many questions for her. She can talk on any subject, but I was asking her in the break, I said, what else is on your radar? And she said, Sweden's deadly problem with hand grenades, which is really a Muslim problem. And I was reading where rape there is up like 3,000% in the last decade. 95% is Islamic, but if the police say it, they get fired. This is crazy. But I was reading in the BBC article, Sweden's deadly problem with hand grenades. It goes on to say that Stockholm and its no-go zones are now expanding, and they don't know why people leave hand grenades sitting on the path. It's so that a Swede picks it up and dies. That's what it says. But they won't even put two together. These are IEDs. These are booby traps. Like, no one knows why people are leaving hand grenades laying around or where they got them. Maybe it just fell out of the sky. The way that they'll bend over backwards, but remember just Paul Watson a year ago, they were saying, Watson's lying. There's no go zones in Europe. There's no go zones in Brussels, Belgium. So he offers a liberal to go there. They go there and almost get killed, basically. Now they suddenly admit the no go zones and all the acid attacks. But that's only 20 million Muslims or whatever, you know, that have come in the last decade or so, 10 million in the last 5 years. Imagine if they get their 200 million that Macron wants. I mean, and like you said, why are they leaving the wonderful world of Islam if Christianity is so bad and they need to convert us, Katie Hopkins? Why are they coming to the horrible, dreaded, evil Christian countries?
Well, I would say to Mr. Watson, don't just sit in your bedroom challenging others to go there. Go there yourself, my friend. I went there because I'm a brave lady. And I walked the no-go zone to Brinkaby and others. I was told to F something off and go and suck my mum and that I didn't belong there. I was a lady tried to stop me getting off the bus because she saw my hair and she was going, no, wrong place, wrong place, wrong person, because she'd never seen a white person in Rinkaby in some of these no-go zones. But there is a specific gang problem. These hand grenades now sell for about $30 a piece. They're just, they are everywhere. They're ubiquitous as the tool of the trade. And what's really interesting is the Swedish media are still trying to cover it up. Hand grenades are listed under flammable items so that they don't count as an actual criminal offence. And, you know, rape over there, they try and downplay it, even though they're the rape capital of Europe. So they're still not being honest, but will be very interesting, Alex, to your point earlier about the rise of the conservative right, is that in September they have elections. It's fully expected that the Liberals and the Greens will be ousted. And finally, we will see the Swedish Democrats, their kind of UKIP, they will come into power in coalition with the Conservatives, and that will be a good thing.
But what's wrong with the left to want to commit cultural and economic suicide and not even try to convert people coming in? But you know, as you know, they run these ads in Germany saying, wear the hijab. The children's shows say, worship Muhammad. They tell 15-year-old girls, go get a 25-year-old Muslim man. He'll give it to you right. I mean, this is on children's shows. You cannot make this up. Not just here or there. It's everywhere. It's like some weird cuckolding fantasy or something on the left to, like, tell 15-year-old girls, go get you a Muslim man, he'll take care of you at night. And this is on children's shows, and showing the man with the 15-year-old girl, them sitting around, you know, and talking about how great their sex is for, I mean, like, the left has gone completely insane. Didn't they get they'd be thrown out of power doing this? What's wrong with them?
They don't get it at all, and yet it's happening time after time after time. So in Germany, for example, we've seen the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, now second in power. They are the opposition force. We've just seen in Italy the Greens and the Liberals be replaced by the much stronger right-wing movement and the anti-migrant movement. And we're going to see the same in Sweden, and it delights somebody like me. But what's very interesting in Sweden is that the issues of the Muslims are coming out of the suburbs and are now touching on middle-class areas, the politer parts of Sweden. And all of a sudden, the Liberals are saying, wait a minute, maybe this migration thing isn't working as well as we thought. So they are having to wake up to the problem because it's suddenly coming to their back door. And I think that's fascinating. They deny it while they can't see it in the poor suburbs. Now it's coming to the middle class areas, and you've got a 67-year-old man dying on his bike because he picked up something he thought was a toy and it turned out to be a hand grenade. They're starting to say, oh, maybe we have got a problem. I look forward to the day when they say Trump was right about no-go Sweden. 62 no-go zones now in Sweden.
Well, I agree with you that we should talk about what we're doing and what we're trying to build and how the economy's getting better everywhere. We bring nationalism and free market back, but yeah, you have the left attack you. You're willing to go into these really dangerous places. Paul has gone in to that no-go zone before. They had to leave because they threatened to kill him. But I agree. I'd like to see Paul do more of that. He does a great job. Maybe we should have you know, Paul and you sometime. Maybe I could fund an operation for you and Paul, and you could give him a tour around Europe, and you could take Paul into those areas, or maybe take me into those areas.
He doesn't need a mother figure, but I think you should definitely target Paul, challenge him to go to some of the more adventurous.
It's not a mother figure. It's fun to have a bunch of, you know, saucy folks out together.
My challenge to Mr. Watson would be to leave his bedroom for once and his camera and get out there and tell the truths of the people, listen to people and tell their stories. That's my challenge to InfoWars. That's my challenge to Paul. I look forward to him taking me up on it.
You know, I have actually... The only time I threatened to cut Paul's pay was about 6 years ago. I said, listen, you're going to get in front of a camera. You're really smart. You're going to come on my show. He's a very reserved guy. You know, those Northern England folks. What's the secret then to get a Northern Englander like him so you can hang out with him for like half a day and he doesn't say two words when he's not on air? What do you do? Because Paul's a great guy. What do I do? What's the British secret to get him out there?
Maybe you have to attach electrodes to his underpants. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm not sure that that's legal either. Maybe you could just say, Katie Hopkins said, get your little tush out of the door, go and find some truths, go and bring some real reporting to InfoWars, show some footage of places where you've been, because people cannot argue with footage that you've taken from places that you've been. That's the way we win. They can call you a racist, they can call you an Islamophobe, but you play that
I think Paul needs an older, experienced woman like you to show him around.
I think think I would terrify the poor child. I think we should do for that.
I'm being bad. Katie, seriously, thank you so much for spending time with us. I want to get you to town. Like, whenever you want, I'll fly you here first class, but I would have you on the show. Love to talk to you.
I'm on the 13th to the 20th of May. I'll come find you.
Oh, good. Well, you're welcome to come in here as well, and you're also welcome if you want to co-host any. That is just fabulous. What's next? I mean, you're always doing something new. What's coming up next?
Yes, well, there's three or four projects. I don't like to give them away too early, but certainly the Rohingya Muslim story is irritating me to death. You know, we hear all about the Rohingya Muslims, but there's a very different side to that story. The Muslims have invaded once more. They've been persecuting the Burmese people. I want to get in there and tell those truths. And certainly I want to get into Syria as well and tell the truth of the Christians in Syria. They need Assad to protect them. The Christians in Syria will be wiped out if al-Qaeda get in. And there is a really Christian resurgence going on in Syria. So those are on my list of missions that I need to accomplish in 2018.
Katie Hopkins, thank you so much from Hopkins World. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
That lady's really fun, smart, and she's right. We should be asking them questions like, hey, why do you want to come here if America so bad? Little simple things like that. Tim Black's going to be joining us, a real-time Black. He is a real liberal who's anti-war and stuff, and he's getting demonetized and blocked on YouTube and places. And that ties into this whole purge that's going on. So we'll be talking to him. Lionel's coming up, former prosecutor. He can get into everything with us. I didn't open the phones up some in the next hour as well. A lot of big news we haven't gotten to, like the Justice Department watchdog probes, Comey memos over classified information. That means a criminal investigation. That is all coming up. But remember, we will not be here if you don't fund us. If you stand with us, we'll be here. And we got products you need. We've got some of the biggest sales ever going. We've got 50% off on Super Male and Super Female Vitality. And you can also get the Real Red Pill, even though that sold out in a month last time. It's 50% off because it goes with Super Male when you get it together. And you get free shipping on that combo. Alpha Power, that sold out the first run. Super strong, stamina, libido, energy. One of the strongest, cleanest, best formulas out there. It's 50% off. Go read the five-star reviews. Obviously, combos don't have reviews yet because this brand-new combo started 2 days ago. And the X2, we're getting a little bit of an emergency shipment. They're running out of our supplier. The prices have already gone up for us, but not to you. The Deep Earth pure crystal source that no one else has been able to discover or get yet. Believe me, we're looking for other sources of it right now. So if you want that X2 and experience the good halogen, InfoWarsLife.com is the subpage of our store. It takes you right to the supplements page. InfoWarsStore.com is the big master page. We've got so many great new T-shirts that we've come out with, a whole line of them made in America that I never even plugged. That's a great way to meet like-minded people and help fund our operations. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And the month of April has double Patriot points. So instead of 5 points on every dollar, it's 10 points. That's an additional 10% off on your next purchase. Double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that and so much more, whether it's preparedness, water filters, air filters, books, videos, Patriot apparel. It's all there, and it all funds the revolution against Soros and Hillary.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven.